Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 9th. Today's devotion is entitled, Seeing God's Kindness Amidst Trials. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 27, verse 3. The next day we put in at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him leave to go to his friends and be cared for. Luke wrote Acts to give an orderly account of the spread of the gospel after Christ's ascension and Pentecost. There are four times that Dr. Luke included himself in the Acts narrative with the use of the first-person plural, we. This is the last of the four we passages found in the book. You can see them in Acts chapter 16, Acts 20, 21, and then here in 27 through 28. Here he included himself as an eyewitness to Paul's voyage to Rome. Before describing the violent storm that would soon threaten every life on board, Luke quietly recorded God's care for Paul through ordinary events. Julius, a Roman centurion, showed unexpected kindness. Believers in Sidon welcomed Paul and met his practical needs. A brief stop in port became a place of refreshment. Luke didn't write that God had provided for Paul. He simply described these everyday moments, allowing his readers to recognize the Lord's providential hand at work. God supplied what his servant needed before leading him into one of the greatest trials of his life. Through Christ, God continues to care for his people, often using the compassion, hospitality, and encouragement of fellow believers as his gracious means of strengthening them for the journey ahead. We often look for God to provide in dramatic miracles while overlooking his quiet provisions. Yet the Lord frequently prepares us for tomorrow's trials by sending today's encouragement. He may strengthen us through a friend's timely phone call, a shared meal, a kind word, a praying church family, or an unexpected act of generosity. When we recognize these gifts as coming from our Father's hand, our faith grows before the storm arrives. We also have the privilege of becoming instruments of His providence by caring for others in practical ways. Our simple acts of kindness may be God's appointed means of preparing a brother or sister for a trial they've not yet seen. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for your faithful care in every season of life. Thank you for placing us in the body of Christ where we receive strength, encouragement, and practical help from one another. Open our eyes to recognize your loving hand in both extraordinary and ordinary ways. Make us willing instruments of your kindness so that others may be strengthened for the journey you have set before them. In Jesus' name, amen.